Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is Wednesday, December the 17th, 2025. Thanks for being here. Before we look at some headlines, let's look to the week ahead. First, something cool in Wisconsin. This weekend at the Aaron's Nordic Complex in Brilliant, which really may be one of the best kept secrets in Wisconsin. It's going to be the center of the snowshoe universe. Friday is the U.S. 5K Snowshoe National Championship. Then on Saturday at 10 a.m. is the World Championship 10K Snowshoe Race. Keeping with the snow theme, Thursday this week is our hallmark holiday of the week, National Flake Day. This could mean many things. It could be someone that's a little scattered, a flake, someone that lacks resilience, a snowflake, or one unit of actual snow, a flake or a snowflake. However you plan to identify this holiday, please celebrate responsibly. This week, we look at an update from Madison Schools and try to figure out if it's good news or not. We look at how record-breaking the school portion of the property tax increases are in Wisconsin. We look at who's to blame. And we wrap it all up with a quote from a founding father that never had anything to do with the industry that made him famous and a household name. You know who it is? Place your bets, and in the meantime, let's jump into some news together. And as promised, let's start with a press release from the Madison Metropolitan School District. They are celebrating the hiring of Dr. Keona Jones. It has the promise of being positive because, number one, homegrown talent, got her degree from UW-Milwaukee and then master's and doctorate from Cardinal Stritch. It also has the promise of being positive because in her last job, she was in charge of the Wisconsin Urban Leadership Institute, and she was in charge of getting the most out of federal programs like Title I and the Federal Education Stabilization Funds. And in the press release, it specifically said she focused on educational accountability. This, however, she was doing for the Department of Public Instruction, which recently got headlines for educational accountability by lowering its standards on the standardized testing that students take and lowering standards on school district overall performance. The thing that stuck out to me is her job title. She is the new Senior Executive Director of Schools and Learning. That's a lot to unpack. And maybe I'm crazy, but is the role of superintendent to be directing the schools and learning? Also, sincerely, how is someone a senior executive director? This isn't a vice president role. The executive director is the highest power role in an organization, typically. All this has the reek of way too much HR overthinking, and it seems like an onion of bureaucracy. Hopefully someone reaches out to me and educates me that it isn't actually what's going on here and that Madison schools are actually not bureaucracy heavy. In other very related news, the impact of voters within the Madison Metropolitan School District in passing a large referenda in 2024 is hitting property tax bills. That one district caused 17% of the state's entire school property tax increase all by itself, which altogether is Wisconsin's biggest school property tax increase in over 30 years. It gets back to how much do you want? Clearly a lot, if you're the school districts. Do you really need that much? Debatable, based on the bureaucracy questions we just covered. And what have you done with what you've already been given? Enough about Madison, just to let you know that record-setting statewide increase is $476 million. And if you're wondering how this could happen, let me fill you in. In other news, I pulled those Madison numbers from the Wisconsin Policy Forum because they did an analysis of property taxes in a new report that was released yesterday. They looked at the numbers, but they also reviewed how we got here, and they recapped most of the analysis that I've already been sharing. So let's go back through it again and look at what they have to say to confirm some of this. Quote, three factors that are the foremost drivers of this year's property tax increase. Number one, Governor Tony Evers. They listed him first, not me. He maintained the state's increase in the state's per pupil revenue limit on districts at $325 per pupil per year. That's how much he increased it with his veto pen. He created it in the 2023-25 budget through a partial veto and then extended it by vetoing its repeal in the 2025-2027 budget. So every year the number ticks up, ticks up, ticks up. Number two, the Republicans in the legislature. They didn't increase the general funds for school districts for the first time in a long time. And that was because of the governor's increase. The increase went there, so it didn't go to the general funds, but those funds cover a lot of the school budget. Whatever it doesn't cover, property taxes cover the rest. So without increases, the amount that the property tax needed to cover went way up. All right, who's to blame? Number three, the school districts. The report points out that school districts can choose to increase their levy by less than the allowed limit, but many regularly level at or near the maximum. What do you want? What do you need? And what have you done with it? Right now, it's a perfect storm of tax increases where blame can be pointed somewhere else, but it's because all three are guilty of contributing to the magnitude of this problem. The verdict is guilty, guilty, guilty on all counts. And finally, I give you a quote from founding father Samuel Adams, who never actually brewed beer a day in his life. He did, however, believe that liberty could be lost even under elected governments if citizens grew complacent. He believed in constant scrutiny of power, especially taxation and spending, and that is what's essential to preserving freedom. He saw some of this coming, y'all. It was he who said, and I quote, "The public liberty is endangered by abridgments, too small to be perceived until they are too great to be remedied," unquote. Wow, he hit a bullseye with that one. Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every overtaxed corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.